Merry fucking Christmas.
This show is a part of the Badger 544.
Oh, well, I mean, if you want to...
Yeah, I totally...
This is...
Check out more great shows at pride.com.
Here's the thing.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I have suggested, apparently, when we went to a Christmas party last week. Two of Zach's friends from Final Fantasy. We'd been there before. Sean and Dave. We've visited them before. We've been at Disney with them before. Lovely couple. Anyway, so we were invited over to this Christmas party. And apparently, I annoyed Zach because I just kept pimping the movie Spirited to everyone.
Yeah.
And he's like, you just wouldn't shut up about the fucking movies. You just kept, every single person you suggested it to. And I'm thinking to myself,
yeah.
All right, but that's true. But it wasn't like I did it in the same room.
You go up to each person, hey, have you seen Spirited? As you're like,
during the conversation, I somehow figured a way to work it into the conversation. But my point is that he only was annoyed by it because he was with me during all those conversations. Normally, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was no one else at that party thought that I was overdoing it with the Spirited, except maybe Dave and Sean, because they were also floating around. But like, you know, the old people that I was talking to there had no concept that I'd already said the same thing. And you know what? It worked on the last old person. So I'm just going to repeat what it was, because this is another one of those parties, Adam, where everybody there was straight. We didn't know this until we got there, that they just invited all their neighbors. So it's just straight couple after straight couple after straight couple. And they were lovely people. But,
so did you, when you walked up to each of them, did you say, this is my friend, Zach?
No, I did not. I said, this is my partner, Zach.
Oh, okay.
I'm just not going to do that while he's sick puking at Disney. It's like, what's...
Yeah, no, I took it off the list because it got really bad reviews. Also, I'm not a big fan of Will Ferrell. I'm just going to be honest. I don't really like his brand of comedy.
I think you're wrong.
I'm also not a big Christmas movie person, to be honest. Again, because I guess, you know, I'm the Grinch. So the only Christmas movie I like is The Grinch. So,
which was number 10, by the way, of the suggested movies.
We are watching the other one, Arthur Christmas. We are going to watch that one.
Christmas is a great movie. Arthur Christmas is top 3. There is number 1 would be Spirited. Number 2 would be Arthur Christmas. Number 3 would be the 1987's A Muppet Family Christmas.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I've seen that, but...
That is available on YouTube. You can just go search for A Muppet Family Christmas on YouTube. There's a 1080p upscale of it that you could watch just right there on... I don't know that it's available on any streaming service because it was broadcast on whatever network the Muppets were on. And it's one of these, let me tell you, this is an unlikely show when you really think about it, because it has every Muppet from the Muppet Show, right? Every primary Muppet from Sesame Street.
Okay.
And every Muppet from Fraggle Rock. So all 3 Muppet shows, which were all on different networks, by the way. PBS had Sesame Street. Whoever it was, ABC, NBC had The Muppet Show. And
Down to Fraggle Rock.
And Fraggle Rock was an HBO special. So it's like, they were not owned, you know, the copyrights on this must have been insane, like, you know, split between, hey, and we're going to air it on this network that I think owned the rights to The Muppet Show. Anyway, the point is, must have been a fucking nightmare. So I don't think you can get it on any of the streaming services right now, because like Disney owns the Muppets, but Disney doesn't own Fraggle Rock or Sesame Street. Anyway, the point is, this is the theme song to Fraggle Rock. Can you put yourself in original audio, please?
It is.
Scares away. Worries for another day. Let the music play.
Down to Fraggle Rock. Huh. They look like little...
They're dozers.
Wasn't there a... What am I thinking of? There's a game where there's the guys that are like... Continue. I don't know what they look like.
They're dozers. I don't know. You got me off my game here, Adam. I'm just saying, A Muppet Family Christmas. It's on YouTube. You should watch it. It's hilarious. Especially if, like me, you grew up with all of that. You grew up with Sesame Street and with The Muppets and with Fraggle Rock.
I did. Sunny days.
There was this one, not to give anything away, but of course the Swedish chef is there and has to make dinner for everyone. And then Big Bird walks in and he's like, oh, they're big turkey. And then, so, you know, there's a subplot there where the Swedish chef is trying to kill Big Bird to serve him for Christmas dinner.
No, this isn't it. Oh, maybe it is. Yeah, it is.
Oh, did you not think that was Sesame Street?
The beginning sounded weird.
There were several versions of it.
Tell me how to get to Sesame Street.
There are several versions of it. Like, I don't think the modern Sesame Street has that. I don't think that's the theme song to the modern.
This is 98 to 2001. It was also a really bad recording, but.
I don't think current. You have HBO Max.
I do, yeah.
Well, log in and tell me what Sesame Street. Play a current episode of Sesame Street.
Oh, let's see. Sign in.
Hey, Scott the Satyr, have you seen Spirited?
Sesame Street.
Anyone who likes musicals should watch Spirited. What the fuck was that?
Oh, wait. Sorry. This is literally season one, episode
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I was going to say, what the fuck was that?
I thought it would play most recent, but they're currently in season 53.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
It was too early.
That was a commercial.
I got that.
This is the Max.
Hi, today's going to be really exciting because today is all about, what's today all about? Arts and crafts. Oh, yeah, today is all about arts and crafts. You're making art with pom-poms and glitter and crayons and sticks with eyes like me, Sticky. Yeah, stick around for more arts and crafts on Sesame Street. Stick, that's funny. Elmo sees, or Sticky sees what you did.
I guess they have a cold open.
Apparently, yeah. Oh, this is a nice update. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's cute.
That. That's way better.
It is. And I like the, you can't see the video, but I like the video as well.
Wow. That's Sesame Street. Nice.
Although Elmo's like the main character on Sesame Street now, isn't he?
Well, yeah, because, you know, Jim Henson died. Carol Spinney died. So you had Kermit and Ernie and Big Bird and Oscar all die, right? So it's like...
Well, they're all still there. I mean, Big Bird is there.
I know, but those aren't the original. Those aren't the original voice actors for them.
No, they're not. I don't know if Elmo... Isn't Elmo the guy who was a pedophile or something? Or am I like...
Alleged. Did he... It was Kevin somebody. Did he lose his... It was Kevin... Um, Elmo. Kevin Clash. Kevin Clash. Let's find out. Wikipedia here. Let's go Kevin Clash. Yes, Wikipedia. I will gladly give you $2. Kevin Jeffrey Clash, born on September 17th, 1960, is an American puppeteer, director, and producer known for puppeteering Elmo on Sesame Street until 2012. So he was... He's no longer Elmo. Since 2012, he has not been Elmo. Clash, okay. Clash resigned from Sesame Street in 2012 after allegations of sexual impropriety, all of which he denied and were later dismissed due to expiration of the statute of limitations. Clash returned to puppeteering as a supporting performer in the adult comedy The Happy Time Murders in 2018. So, yeah. And it wasn't, I don't think it was a pedophile thing. It was just a case that he, it was an assistant that he, you know, a male assistant that he had a sexual.
Well, he put his hand up something and he thought it was a puppet and it ended up being somebody's butthole or something. So,
no. Just, I mean, he is an out gay man. I mean, it's just one of those, he fucked around with his 22-year-old assistant, but while he was their manager. That was all the way. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't rape or, you know, it was consensual. It was just inappropriate. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, which I guess you could make the argument that it could have been rape if the boys didn't want to have sex with him, but felt that they had to. That is a type of rape. However, no, these were long... going relationship and where they like lived together at some point in time. It was a messy breakup is really what it sounded like to me. It was like, this is just a messy fucking breakup. Anyway, it's not important. Elmo lives on.
Yep. He does. He's like apparently the main star of the show now.
He is.
Sorry. I'm texting my friend. Downstairs.
Why does it bother you so much?
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me.
That bothers you that I referred to Zach as my friend.
No, I was just surprised. I was just surprised. That's all. It doesn't bother me. Let's see.
Do you watch this Stranger Things?
Yes, I do.
Like, now that I know that that kid is like 20, I don't feel so, yeah. I don't feel so pervy of like going, oh, he's kind of cute. Cause I assumed he was like 12 or something. It's like,
when it started.
No, I mean, if he's 20 now, Stranger Things hasn't been going on for 8 years.
No, but I mean, I would,
he's
he
20
been,
now, he would have been 17 or. You know,
no, he would have been 16, he would have been 15 or 16 when
not
they started
15. Stranger Things hasn't been 5. No, not 5 years. They've only had 3 seasons.
No, I think it's 4 seasons already, isn't it?
Goodbye.
If only we had a way to look.
Goodbye, Sater.
Goodbye, Sater. Let's just look.
All right, you go ahead. You look.
These guards will tell you,
stupid
I
Netflix.
I live in an administrative segregation unit.
Stop.
What the fuck was that?
Netflix plays things automatically when you load their page now.
Oh, wow.
So
that's.
Yeah, they do that. What was I looking for?
Something about Stranger Things. How young was Finn Wolfhard when he started Stranger Things?
Oh, no, I was just going to look and see how many seasons they've had. Let's see.
You know, I could just ask the question of Google. How old was...
Four seasons.
Wolfhard.
They've had 4 seasons.
How old was Finn Wolfhard in season 1? Really?
Well, because they would have started filming way before it actually came out.
He was 12. Yeah, so yeah, he was 12 okay. in season 1. No, wait, that's Bill. That's Will. Does he play Will Byers?
I don't know.
He plays Mike.
About.
No, he plays Mike. So okay, he was older Will, the kid that plays Will was 12. He's young.
Okay. How old was the guy that you?
I'm looking. Like. Relax.
I mean, we know that you're attracted to 13-year-olds on boats. So I wouldn't be surprised.
It's a boat.
You're like, there's no way he's 13.
This is a question that is not being answered.
Lick your lips. There's no way he's 13. You're like, you know, licking your fingers and batting your eyes at him.
I have not.
And then his mom is like trying to peddle him on you, like, oh, you know, he wrestles.
Oh, no. Oh, it's okay, Adam. It's okay, Adam. He was 13. He wasn't 12. He was 13.
Oh, 13. Well, that's your sweet spot. 13. Jeez. Oh my God.
I mean, I didn't find him sexually attractive in season one.
I'm sure he wrestles.
You just look at him. You say, oh, what a cute kid. That doesn't mean you want to have sex. I don't want to have sex with a kid. I'm just saying, oh, it's a cute kid.
No, look, I'm not judging because now I think I've said this before on this show. Now that I'm old, right, or getting older, I know that a lot of you people are older than me still. And so you're like, no, you're not old, Adam. But no, of course, we're all gay. So yes, every gay man thinks I'm old. But anyway, regardless, now that I am at an older age, it's hard to tell if a guy is, let's say, 20.
Right.
Or if he's 14.
Right.
Because they just all look young to me.
They do.
Right? And so, like everybody just looks young to me. And so, and I'm not good with ages anyway. So, I mean, I wouldn't have known that guy was 13. So now I'm just like, I can't find people attractive unless I see their ID first. Like, there's no, show me your ID and then I'll form an opinion.
Are you looking forward to anything to eat on Christmas Day?
No, this is the other thing. We don't make plans anymore. My parents are down at my brother's. We will have no planned meal. I have no idea what we're going to eat.
You know, you guys could, next year you can come here.
Nothing. Well, I feel like I would be disowned if I didn't see family on one of the holidays.
You could, you see them at Thanksgiving.
I suppose. I don't know. My mom might die if I'm not around at Christmas.
Oh my God, you can FaceTime her.
But anyway, it's just no plan. Like, we have to go down so we can see my brother because he never comes up here.
Yeah, I know. You got to give your little brat niece's presents.
Yep. Oh, the little ball that I bought for them is actually cool. I bought one for myself as well.
Oh. Like a nudicle?
I'll go get it. Hold on.
Oh, go get the ball. Go get the ball. Go get the ball. You want the ball? You want the ball? Go get the ball. Go get the ball, Adam. Go get the ball. Get the ball. Come on, come on, bring it back, Adam. Bring it back, the ball, Adam. Come on, Adam, bring back the ball. That should be a ringtone. Someone should literally clip that and make that a ringtone. Thank you. Thank you in advance. Is anybody still out there? I mean, we can go on sometimes. So, if you're not, Kathy Marshall's still there.
Everyone has been getting the ads for this thing.
Yeah. What is it? It's a ball. Yes. It looks like the Earth, a wireframe version of the Earth, right?
If you turn it.
Oh my God, that is the loudest fucking thing I've ever heard. Oh my God. It just took flight across his room and I think it's broken.
No, it didn't break, but ow. I haven't learned how to use it yet. But it has a fan in it.
Can you?
It's supposed to float, but you have to kind of
keep it from flying across the room?
Yeah. There. You see it floating?
Yeah. is the cringiest thing ever. Okay.
When you, anyway. It went under the desk. Hold on.
He threw it up in the air as if it were going to fly above him. And it just literally plummeted to the ground. Like, so fast. Now it's flying around the room and he can't catch it. It's like a Benny Hill skit. He's literally running in the background trying to catch this fucking ball. Oh, this is the best Christmas present ever. That's amazing. Oh, that's okay. You can, do you know how to shut it off?
It'll eventually turn itself off. There we go. There's a button on the bottom, but you can't press it while it's spinning.
Imagine like some little kid like turning that thing on at 1 a.m. and is like, Billy, shut that off. You can't. You just got to wait. You just got to wait for it to shut. How many dads are literally just going to take a baseball bat to it like the first night that the kid gets for Christmas?
I don't know. All of my nieces and nephews are getting one. So
if your brother didn't hate you before today, he is going to hate you after Christmas.
Maybe.
You might as well have given them drum sets. Just like, here's some drum sets.
Well, next year.
It's always next year, you know.
It's this, look up floating ball, the original fly orb.
Fly orb. All right.
Copy image.
Fly orb.
Address.
I got it. The original fly. Is there a... promo, let's see, fly orb promo. Let's see if we can get a commercial or a promo. Official flying orb.
Well, you must have. Introducing the official flying orb. It's designed to hover, spin, and glide with a simple toss. Watch it gracefully fly back to you like a boomerang. Built in with sleek lights so you can play even at night.
They couldn't even hire a real voice actor. This is just that bullshit TikTok voiceover.
Loved by thousands of happy customers worldwide.
Happy customers?
Get yours now.
It was a fiver.
It was.
This is the most famous flying toy you must have.
Ugh. I don't see the allure to it. I want to play you this thing.
I don't know. I thought it was cool and I thought it'd be a good gift for kids anyway.
Unless you need to go or something.
No, I don't.
But I have to tinkle. So I'm going to go tinkle real quick. I want you to, I got a couple of things I want to play you. So I'll be right back.
Okay. I've got to learn how to, they have a grasp of sending flying ball at the center with your hand and throw it straight up at a 15 degree angle. It will fly back to its original direction. Huh. Did I get the red, blue? Mine's orange. And the boys are getting orange and the girls are getting pink, I think. But I got myself an orange one, so I could test it out before I took it down there to them. I didn't realize there was an original flying orb or whatever. But the one I got doesn't look like it's the same company, so. It must be a knockoff.
How long was I gone?
I didn't time you.
Like, but did it feel like a really long time?
It felt like longer than normal because you're normally a really quick peer.
Yeah, thank goodness. All right, thank goodness. Because I got some gummies. Friends that go to the dispensary because they have a medical card. And so I was like, hey, can you get me some gummies? And so I took a gummy tonight and I didn't think it was really hitting me or whatever. And then I was in there peeing and I'm like, I've been doing this for a long time. It's like, I've really been peeing for a long time. Like
for a long time here. It's like, either.
Has it been like 2 or 3 minutes? Have I been peeing for like 2 or 3 minutes? And
well, again, I didn't time you. I was playing with my ball.
No, but the fact that you said that it felt like it took longer than normal means that, okay.
It felt longer than normal. It did feel longer than normal for sure. Because normally I'm like, oh my God, he's already back. Like I took one sip of my drink and you're back.
Do you remember the movie The Lost Boys?
I know the name. Is that the one where they're walking down a train track?
No. That's Stand By Me. The Lost Boys was the one about the vampires. It was a Corey movie, but it had a very memorable soundtrack.
Okay. I don't know if I've seen that. I'm pretty sure I've seen Stand By Me. They get leeches on them at one point.
Yeah. What was the name of the movie? That I said? I've already forgotten the name.
Said? Okay. It wasn't... You said Lost Boys.
Yeah. Lost Boys. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
I just... For some reason, it just went right out of my head. It's just like, what do you...
It's the gummy.
It's probably is. It's the fucking gummies, man. Here's the official Lost Boy album. So you would have heard...
I mean, I've heard of the movie, but I'm not sure that I've seen it. Because it also would have been a time when I was fairly young and my mom probably wouldn't have let me watch it anyway. So...
But there was this song from the movie. Also, it was a very emo kind of vampire movie. You know what I'm saying? It's very 80s. It was very, you know, it came out in 87. It was very 80s. It had Kiefer Sutherland as the vampire. And, you know, so it was all these pretty boys kind of thing. But it had this really, you know, great soundtrack. Like there were so many songs of the soundtrack that were just great. But this is one of the biggest.
The last fire will rise behind those eyes. Black house will rock. Blind boys don't lie.
I don't know if you remember this.
11:38 p.m. here at KZPM.
It's called Cry Little Sister. But I'll just get to the chorus here, but I want you to notice he's not a great singer.
Yeah, okay.
So it's you know, got a catchy little chorus.
I don't think I've ever heard this song. It's a cool song.
Yeah, cool song.
I don't think I've heard it.
So, but the important part is the Lost Boys had a great soundtrack. The movie was kind of so-so, but the soundtrack lived on far, far, far longer than
that. Merry Christmas, Gary. Good night.
But Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Has his band. I don't know if you know Corey Feldman and the Angels, and they're God. Or no, it's called. Yeah, it's God awful. If you've never seen it,
you mentioned something about his band being somewhere,
but anyway, so this is him. He's on tour right now with his god awful band, and this is a clip of Corey Feldman singing that song. Because remember, he was in the movie Lost Boys, so that gives him, of course, right to sing this song. This is Corey Feldman singing this song. There's quite a buildup to it. Here we go. Nope, not yet. He's not ready to sing yet. He's backing up though. No, he's walking like across the stage.
When you're jump roping and you try to jump in, you missed the rope, so they had
No, he's talking to someone, so he's not singing yet. Here he goes. He's gonna sing any moment now, Adam. It's going to be so worth it. Here we go. Here we go.
As fire will rise behind those eyes, the house will rock. Rumbles don't lie.
Well, it sounds like okay karaoke. Like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say he's horrible.
It's horrible.
If your friend went up and was doing karaoke and did that, you wouldn't be embarrassed. Well, at least I wouldn't be, because, I mean, he was flat a couple of times and there were, you know, I mean, his voice is not wonderful, but I mean, he didn't do like, he wasn't.
I don't know.
There are some people who are so off pitch, like tone deaf, basically. He was at least on pitch mostly.
There is a TikTok. I don't know.
Until he tried to get higher.
I'm going to.
You know how recently,
I'm going to kick myself if I didn't favorite this video. Where do I find my favorites? There. God, I hate myself. Adam, I hate myself so damn much.
By the way, did you see Auntie Scott's Christmas Living Room?
I saw a thumbnail of it. I have not watched the video yet.
They put a lot of work. I didn't realize it's one room and there is garland in a pattern hanging from the ceilings with lights. There are five or six dioramas of Santa Claus doing different things that I guess Auntie Scott probably built himself.
Yeah. You know, he's very handy. And he's very handy.
All of these things all in one room. If the rest of their house, they should go on Christmas Light Fight if the rest of their house is like that.
Go on the old Christmas Light Fight. Let me, I got to get to a thing here. What is this? Is this, what song is this? That's the, no, stop. That is the, let's see, I want to get back to a song. Let's see, can I go here? Is this a song? Do I have a keyboard here? Yeah, I know I'm. Okay, let's see. So,
are you going to play a song for us?
Because I can't find the clip. But what it was is he was introducing each one of his angels. And he was like, you know, let's give it up for so-and-so. She's like on the bass and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then they would play a little solo, right? So a little solo on the bass. You know what I'm saying? You know how like at the end of the gig and then he's like,
yeah, I get it.
From Cleveland, we have the baddest bassist in all of the West. It's
yeah,
Tommy.
And then they do a little, And yeah, they do the boom, 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 boom. Normally they do that at the beginning though. But yeah.
I think it's the end of the set. Into this.
Sure. Thing. But here, okay.
All right. So the thing is wait, how do I switch? Oh, there. Okay. One moment. I'm trying to get a piano here. One moment. Let's see. I need a key. Can I use it? No, that's not a piano. That is a hammered piano. It's a piano that is
like a hammer dulcimer?
Yeah. A piano that is drunk. A hammered
or a harpsichord. Hammered. Well, actually,
can I just need a grand piano? There, that'll work. All right. So, she was doing this thing where the band was kind of playing, you know, their own riffs. Right? The bands were playing like their own riffs.
They were doing little solos when it would get to them.
Right. And they were just doing little, you know, things. And then he was just like, where's the volume for this one? So he's like, you know, and from Los Angeles, it's, the beautiful, the most beautiful girl here ever playing. Oh, I got to keep playing this. beautiful girl ever playing like the keyboards. She's our lead angel. She's also my wife. It's Felissa Feldman or whatever her name was. And literally her piano solo was... She was just... They just...
It's jazz. It's improvisation.
Picking at the piano.
Some jazz is so dumb sounding. And I mean, maybe she did a horrible job, but they're literally, if you've ever heard improvisational jazz solos, sometimes they're ridiculous. I'm not a big fan of jazz, but.
You're not? I like
big band. I like swing. I like some things like that that sometimes a jazz band will play, but I don't really like modern jazz. Like, kind of the same to me as. Are you playing?
No, this is GarageBand.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a keyboard in front of you, and you were about to.
Yeah. I'll make the motions.
Don't you play piano? Do you play?
I do.
Piano?
I don't have the keyboard in here. I took it out when we were doing the flooring, and I haven't brought the keyboard back in.
Yeah, I thought you were about to serenade everybody with like a
cry, little sister,
little song I wrote.
Yeah, little song I wrote. Little ditty I tossed off. The other one, did I have another song?
I mean, that is the advantage of playing either guitar or piano. You could literally be sitting here, if you have a keyboard over to your side, you can just start playing a little thing and it's very relaxing, whatever. You play trumpet, you can't just be like, oh, I'm just gonna be like play a little trumpet riff for you. I mean, sure. Nobody goes, hey, bring your trumpet to the camp out, but they're like, oh no, bring your acoustic guitar.
Yeah, because that's what you do, man. See, I wrote this one.
Yeah. Did you write that?
I mean, I arranged it in GarageBand. These are existing loops.
It's pre-existing loops. And you just put them together.
See? Nice
the question
jazzy.
Is, if you release this, would you get a copyright suit?
No, actually, like, no, because hey, the built-in Apple loops are Creative Commons. So Apple designed it that way.
I don't mean from Apple. I mean, just like, because the loops probably sound like loops in many other songs.
No, yeah, there's been many people that have used those loops. I should get better at GarageBand. I really should. Maybe I'll make that my New Year's resolution, Adam. We're doing a show Friday, right?
Yeah, because New Year's Eve is Saturday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Well, okay, here's the thing.
No, you can't back out now. We're doing a show.
We're doing a show, but I have a haircut on Friday. So,
all right, but you have the day off.
Yeah. So, I mean, the haircut's at a set time and it takes a certain amount of time and it takes me 5.5 hours to get back here. So I was just counting in my head and making sure that I would be back in time, but I believe I will.
You know, it's always been my dream to do a New Year's Eve show. But A, I know that you wouldn't do it because you want to be with Mark, and Zach would be mad if I did it because he wants to, you know, do something together. So,
yeah.
But it's like from the old days of Twit when they would do the New Year's marathon show. I love that shit because you hate Christmas, Adam. I hate New Year's.
I don't like either one. I don't like New Year's either.
I hate. But what I was going to say about it is, if we're going to do a show next week, we really could just be really lazy and just do all of these top 10 things that keep, you know, because it's year end and everyone's got their fucking top 10. I was on Grindr. Yeah. I was on Grindr, and there's literally like a top 10 on Grindr, like the year end top 10 on Grindr. We can talk about that next week. We can talk about all those things.
Talk about what your New Year's resolutions are going to be.
I don't do New Year's resolutions. Do you?
Yeah, me either.
Do you? No, I mean, so no, I try. I try. Like when I started running, I didn't I didn't wait until New Year's to like, okay, I'm gonna go do that.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't really know. I've never said, okay, yes, I'm going to. No, I've never had I've never had a New Year's resolution.
Did you finish the peripheral?
Yeah.
I
really liked it. I think Mark liked it less than me. It was very confusing. I think, and I know I said this on Geeky Gay, so I know you've already heard this, but I think, and it doesn't necessarily make sense because sometimes fantasy can be pretty complex as well. But I feel like a lot of science fiction is very hard to follow, especially in a TV show where we have ADD and we're sometimes on Instagram and doing other things while we're watching a show. And I feel like a lot of the sci-fi is very dense and you have to really be glued to it and paying 100%, you know.
And it doesn't attention. Help. It doesn't help in this fact that the book is different than the TV show. Like, so we've been listening to the book and there's things like that just don't exist in the book. Like the Research Institute, not even a thing in the book. The whole division between the klept and the police officers or whatever, the klepts were part of the police were part of the klepts is in the book. It's like, you know, Lev called Lowbeard, invited her in to do this investigation, like willingly on his own. She wasn't like someone who showed up because he was a person of interest. Like he asked her to come in.
Well, what I got from the show was the cops were the good guys, or the detective was the good guy kind of, and the Kleps were kind of the bad guys, but the Research Institute was also bad guys. Like there were.
Yeah. I think what you'll find out. Yeah. In the copy, I mean, Lowbeard is a good guy. So,
and that's a trans, the person who played that part is trans. Am I correct about that?
I will be open enough to admit that I thought that. But then I'm like, but there's a lot of British, older British ladies that are very handsome women. You know what I'm saying? That there's a lot of older British ladies that kind of are very, forgive me, but are very mannish. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, is that transphobia or trans, you know, that I'm like, oh, because in the book, she is very androgynous. Like she's, you know, she's a woman by birth, but she wears men's suits and she's, you know, is, you know, she's very
okay.
Deep voice and
yes, stuff. I know what you're saying about the character, but I'll answer my own question. Alexander Scott Billings is an American actress, teacher, and singer. Billings is the second openly transgender woman to have played a transgender character on television.
Okay.
So she is transgendered. That's what I thought. There you go.
All right, I'm a librarian posted a picture in the Level 13 Discord. Oh, okay. She saw an exit somewhere that said Woodhaven Road.
Oh, yeah, Woodhaven. Yeah. Woodhaven.
No, that's where that comes from. It comes
Although
from...
That's really not a mix minus saying.
No, that's a Kathy Bacon saying, yeah.
It just has now migrated to our show. For some reason, although she posted that at 8 p.m., so she's not even listening anymore.
Oh no, she's gone to bed. Which is why I'm telling you. Are you you're a member of the gayish Discord, right?
No, I left it.
Oh,
why?
Because I thought you were in the Sin Nudes channel because there is this. This boy on the Discord on Gayish that sent his nude pictures on me. Oh my Lord. That is a very attractive man.
Is he a wrestler?
No, he's not. He's dressed as a pup, which I'm not particularly into. But
yeah, no, I'm not in there anymore. I just decided, nah, not for me.
No, you've had too much. The Lord put it on your heart to not look at porn?
It wasn't about... No, I don't even know what it was about. I was just like, eh.
Eh.
And I left it. Because I don't chat in Discord. I don't chat in level 13. I know, you know, people say something and 2 weeks later I'll see that they said it. So
I saw a thing, like a headline. And as we all know, a headline is not an article. But it said something along the lines of that Viagra helped delayed onset of Alzheimer's in people that are susceptible to Alzheimer's. So I'm just fine. I need to go get some Viagra now. I need to sign up for some Viagra.
You don't have to sign up. There's literally there are websites you can go to. You can just like those. You have to have an appointment with a doctor.
Actually, you know what?
It's on Zoom.
I'm going to see my doctor on Wednesday for another problem. Here's the thing. This is what pisses me off. Click here to start. So you know that I've been going to a retinal specialist for my eyesight. Like I'm having problems with that, and please enter the patient's date of birth. Oh, I have to like sign. Oh, no. 03. Not 12. Why was I? Today is 12. 03. Thank you. Please select the street address that the patient has on file. Well, duh. In order to complete the verification process, we'll send you a security code. Well, why didn't you just do that in the first time? Lord. Oh, the button says send a security code, and then it says, you can't do that. It says, you did not enter a phone number. Oh, please confirm the phone number. I misread what they said. Well, I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to get locked out of my physician's office at this point in time. What I was trying to say is I have a doctor's appointment on Wednesday. So I was supposed to see, I've seen my retinal specialist. And as you recall, I did like $800 in drug tests and blood tests. And so the results of them came in.
Okay.
And one of them tested positive that they didn't like. But it doesn't necessarily mean anything because there's a more specific. So they only do the more specific test if you...
positive for what?
They're testing for connective disorders and stuff. Like they're trying to rule out other, because the treatment for moods is patient demographics. Continue. Yes. Okay. Continue. Yeah. Continue. Why are you bugging me with this? My preferred pharmacy.
It's HIPAA. Yes. It's HIPAA, Daniel. Yes.
Is there anyone the patient would like to have access to their medical information? No. A patient has a right to... Yeah, I know the patient bill of rights. Fuck you. Okay. This sucks being a patient. Anyway.
They probably have to show you all that stuff.
All right. Here's my question. No, this is not even a question. Here's my statement. What were we talking about? We're talking about the trip, why I have to go to the doctor. So I'm going to the doctor.
Well, you said you were going to the doctor. Right.
So, anyway, the point is that I had to ask my primary care physician if he could just order a blood test for me for the more specific thing, so that it would be covered. And he's like, oh, no, you're going to have to come in and you're going to have to send all your records from the retinal specialist or whatever. So now my primary care doctor is getting involved in this whole thing.
Because of insurance? Your primary care has to, you know, make a recommendation that you need.
Yeah.
To
go yeah. No, they have, they have whatever, to order. Yeah. They have to. Thing. Yeah. They have to order it. So it's like, I'm just like, oh, what the fuck? And it's like, but now, you know, now I have a care team, Adam. I have a hardworking care team. The primary care physician in my...
It's as if they're all around in a... they're all gathered in a conference room.
I have my optometrist.
Go to our next patient. You know, okay, Daniel J. Brewer.
Right. So, oh, yes. No,
I got for me, Brandy?
That's right. Doctor,
well, sir, I...
Dr. Steve, you're his primary care physician. You pipe in here. It's like, no, so now I have involved in this whole thing. I have the optometrist, I have a retinal specialist, and now I have my primary care physician that's like involved in this. And
it sounds like you're about to go into, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Daniel back together again.
And if this is a true positive on this one test, then I have to go bring in an infectious disease specialist.
So the positive was for a disease then? For like a viral, like a some sort of disease?
A bacterial disease that could be affecting my eyesight, yes.
Oh.
But it's one of those things that if you've ever had this bacterial infection ever in your life, even if it was treated and you still test positive for this test. So there's a separate test that's more expensive that tests for, you know, it's more granular test, but they only bother giving you that if you test positive on it. So it may mean nothing. It may mean that I had this condition a long time ago and it's already been treated and I don't have it anymore. Or it could mean that I actually have it and it's progressed far enough to, be affecting my eyesight. So either way, a bacterial infection is not something you want to put somebody on steroids or because steroids suppresses your immune system. So if it is a bacterial infection, suppressing my immune system is a bad idea. So
you need an antibiotic.
Actually, yeah.
For a bacteria.
But at the point that it's affecting you in the cerebrally or whatever, then it's not just like a shot of here's a shot of antibiotics. It's like an intravenous kind of treatment. That's a very aggressive kind of a treatment.
Well, I hope it all works out. I don't want you to go blind.
Yeah, I would prefer not to either. I would prefer to not go blind. I think I did check that on my preferences, when I was asked.
Yeah, I mean, when, at the door, when they ask you,
would you like to be blind? I'm not interested in that. Thank you.
I mean, Jay could give you some helpful tips.
He could,
How to navigate your life.
And I would get a dog that could travel with me.
Yeah. Anyway.
If I ever chose to go on a cruise ship again, I would then get to find out where do the service dogs pee?
Would you get a male or a female?
I don't think you get the choice. I don't think you get to choose this sex. You go.
Let's say you got a choice. Would you prefer a male or a female?
Oh, I have no preference on a dog.
See, I would always get a female because the males, females do this as well, but males are more likely to come up and hump your leg. Also, it is not a good surprise when you're trying to rub the belly.
These are highly trained dogs.
And you get a surprise, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really want that surprise.
You don't want the dog to get a hard on.
Yeah, that much prefer a female dog. But you do have to get them fixed because they would bleed all over the place on occasion. I don't know how often it is for dogs.
On occasion.
On occasion. Well, once a year, I'm not really sure.
I don't know what this whole thing was about. Check in online and save time. Well, I've already checked in. It's like, and then they sent me a text message today. It's like, my appointment's on Wednesday. Why do you want me to check in now? It's like, I'm already in your system. I'm already on your path. I literally went to the patient portal to send a message to the primary care doctor in the first. So you know I'm in your system. That's how you got my appointment.
Isn't the company you work for, don't you guys make medical software?
We do. Like, we do.
So are they using your competitor's
I don't know what software system. I don't know what system you're using, but it's not ours.
You should be like, your website really sucks. But I tell you what, I work for whatever the name of your company is.
Greenway Health. They make, we don't make a portal though. All the portals are third party. There's other companies that make portals. So it's like, we don't have a competing product there. Anyway, that's not important.
So your stuff that you guys build are internal applications.
No. It's just that we primarily are EHR and billing. So it's like we're more the physician and the physician's office side of things, not the portal. The portal is, we're going to take these you know, we're going to make a website that you can log into and do all this. So those are always third party. Well, I mean, mostly third party. Like even Cerner doesn't make their own portal. It's like there's several different portal companies that offer that.
You could build a portal in WordPress.
But not one that's HIPAA compliant.
I don't know. Maybe you could. I don't know all the rules, but it's probably possible to do it. But
well, then you should do it. Do it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Make a bunch of money. I know you like documentaries.
I do. I really enjoy documentaries. You're right.
But do you like, I've been watching that. You know who Logan Paul is, right?
Logan Paul? Yeah, I've heard of him.
Logan Paul, you know, the American YouTuber Logan Paul.
Isn't he the one that is like always wrestling or fighting now? Like matches or whatever?
Yeah. He basically did a crypto scam. And called Crypto Zoo. It was you know, an NFT based game, and they pumped it. But it turns out they all like pre-bought all the tokens and then dumped them on the market, you know, so they could just make a bunch of money. And then anyway, it's an investigative reporter YouTuber named CoffeeZilla.
Okay.
But I don't know if you would.
Is it on YouTube then?
Yeah. It's on YouTube. And so, but I didn't know if you would have an interest in, you know, this big crypto scam. Like it's a 3-part documentary. So it like one part is 24 minutes long, one's 16 minutes long, and one's 30 minutes long. It's like, but the, you know, it's a documentary of sorts. It's well produced. It's well done. And it's like, I didn't know if you.
Zoo.co. I am so excited about this project.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Why not? I love a documentary. And this guy looks pretty professional on his YouTube videos.
He's got bunch of those kind of things. But yeah, I'm just like, have you ever heard of any crypto thing that wasn't like other than just cryptocurrency itself, like other than like just Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever? All of it's like everything that involves crypto outside of that is just. It's always a fucking scam, right? Any of the NFT thing is just—it's a fucking scam. He's like, it's not that NFT themselves are scams, but the fact that you got to buy this collectible NFT, and you know, like, and then they end up invariably, you're going to read an article about Trump's NFTs where you know the bottom of the market plummets, and all of those things are worthless, right? It's like it's like a Ponzi scheme, right? It's like all the initial people got it and resold it, and they got their money, and now it's just going to be, you know, a race for the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a lot that's coming out recently is about scams.
Yeah, Kathy Marshall says crypto is the Amway of the 2020s. Yeah.
The question I have is any of the stuff that is coming out about Trump going to impact him running for president in the least bit?
No, he's still going to run.
Unless
he gets arrested.
Other Republicans run against him.
Oh, and absolutely. No, Ron DeSantis has made it very clear. He is running against Donald Trump. It's like before any of this happened, Ron DeSantis was running against Trump. I feel that Trump has gone from front runner of the to not front runner because people are like, oh my God, just like, fuck this. Like, it's like, it's kind of like how I'm gonna speak honestly here, Adam. It's kind of like how Democrats felt. All right, some of us Democrats felt in the 2020 election when it was Hillary for this, you know, the second time, and it was like, oh my God, it's like literally Hillary Clinton is crack for Republicans, and she's an older person than she's been right. And she's already been a successful Secretary of State. And so it's like, good God, why? Like, I'm just burnt out on this. It's like, it's just going to be, if Hillary got selected, it's just going to be more Republicans whining about. And I feel like a lot of Republicans are in that boat right now, that they're in that boat with Trump. They're like, oh my God, if we elect Trump again, then the fucking Democrats are just going to keep they're, look at how badly they treat him. They're just, you know, so if he gets back in office, it's just, he's not going to get anything done. It's just going to be a bunch of people just like investigating those fucking libs, investigating him or whatever. So I feel like even diehard Trump citizens, you know, the people that will defend him to his death have gotten to the point now where they're like, yeah, but no matter what, they're going to, you know, those Democrats are going to investigate him no matter what. This is just crazy. You know, we'll never get anything done. We really shouldn't elect him again. So I feel like we're in that weird area right now where another Republican challenger has a really, really good chance of winning the nomination, which I view as a bad thing because I feel that Trump up against any Democrat loses. I mean, he's already lost once against Joe Biden, for God's sakes. So I don't think that Trump stands a chance of winning, the president. So if he's their candidate, then I feel like that's great because he's already lost and he's going to lose again. It's like, so anyway.
Well, we'll see, won't we? It's going to be that season again soon. Yeah,
my prediction at this point is Ron DeSantis will be the 2024 Republican nominee. And I also predict that he will not carry Florida in that election.
He's kind of a jerk too. So I don't think he'd be a fun president either.
He's like Donald Trump Jr. He's like, except, you know, stupider. Which, if you can believe that.
And I guess that's the way Republicans are. Look, I disagree. I'm more and more liberal every day, but I feel like the way politics has gone, you have to be, the Republicans are just ridiculous now. And just any old conspiracy theory, they're going to pass it. You know, they're going to just...
Never met a conspiracy theory that I didn't like.
You know, and it's like there used to be respectable Republicans. Well, I mean, maybe you would disagree with that. But I mean, when I was younger, I feel like some of the Republicans that ran and or were president weren't wackadoo. Hold on, you know.
Why would you say I wouldn't? No,
maybe you would agree with me.
My brother was Republican. My parents were Republican. They were sensible. Republicans.
I mean, I think anyway, regardless, but now it's scary to think of having a Republican.
No, now it's
Republican,
you know. They're just mean. They just hate things. Yeah,
very mean. Yeah.
It's like, look at the, you know, shooting up buildings or whatever because there might be transsexuals there. It's like, what the fuck? It's just like, you're just mean. Drag queens grooming kids. It's like, oh, but send clowns in there. Sure, you can send clowns in there. That's great. But not men in women's makeup. Only men in men's makeup.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Mean, Adam. Mean.
Mean? Yeah. I agree.
I wanted my fear on this new monitor. I'm shifting topics, by the way, in case you were curious.
I can keep up with topic shifts, although Mark also tells me when he's shifting topics.
Fear on this monitor is that I don't have a video card to drive it. I mean, I do. I'm running two 4K monitors now on my video on my video card. But I only have one DisplayPort output. I have, you know, two HDMI outputs. So I'm like, I was looking to like upgrade my video card, but because I have the same kind that you do, I have an Alienware R12. I don't think I can fit like a 3-fan video card in there. Like I feel like there's just not enough physical room in the case because the one that's in there now is a 2-fan. And I'm just like, so I'm looking for like, you know, maybe I can find an RTX 3070 or something that's only got the 2 fans. That will fit in there or whatever. But I was hoping that I wouldn't have to like upgrade my video card just yet.
Well,
so I'm hoping it'll run.
It'll run. But because you're a gamer, that's the whole thing. So
no, that's what I mean. I mean, I know it'll run Windows. Yeah, I mean, my boss is running his off his laptop. I'm not worried about it running Windows for work. I'm more concerned about, you know, I want to play World of Warcraft. I want
you want the full experience.
Yeah, I want the full resolution, World of Warcraft experience. Full,
whatever. Refresh rate.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. Yeah, I don't know that. I know you need an external, not onboard graphics card to get the full.
Oh yeah, I mean, no, I have a.
But I don't know what specs you have to have to get. Yeah. You know, I'm not really sure.
Where's the new system?
Huh?
The new system. You know, remember you used to always bring up Windows system. You could right click and just bring up so you could see what your video card was.
Oh, I don't have Windows in front of me, so
I can just
go to the little magnifying glass and type system.
I can just launch the NVIDIA settings panel, and it'll tell me. So I am running a NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2060. So it's only one generation behind, right? So it's like two now, but that, I mean, the 40s just got it released. So it's like the 3080 was the top before. And then now they've released the 4090 or something like that. But yeah, so I should be able to drive it. I mean, it's a kick-ass video. I mean, you know, it was a gaming machine when I bought it 3 years ago. I mean, it's.
Yep. No, I mean, remains to be seen. I don't know what you need to get.
Yeah. I mean, World of Warcraft runs.
I was surprised when I saw you on Discord earlier today.
Yeah.
And it said playing World of Warcraft.
Yep.
And I haven't seen that in a long time. I thought you had stopped playing
World of Warcraft. I did. I'm just back for the new expansion. One of the things I do like in World of Warcraft is the whole leveling part. I just feel like the last several expansions, the end game has just been tedious and ridiculous. And it remains to be seen, like in another 3 months, you know, or another couple of months when they get to that point and it becomes tedious and repetitive, I may stop playing again. But I like the leveling process. I like seeing all the new lore and everything. You know, this is the Dragon Isle is what we have here. This is called Dragon.
Do you still play with that cow?
A tauren is not a cow.
Is that still like your main?
Yes, tree mass is
whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And
it's a little brown cow that struts around.
Zach is playing his discipline priest, and I think I just dinged 63 tonight. So we've just been playing off and on a couple of times for the new, you know, for the whatever.
Night, good TV. Night. I don't good night, think TV. We said hi to you, but
yeah. Good night. Hi, TB, and good night. And Merry Christmas. Or happy Diwala.
Diwali. And we're so entertaining that he's like, I'm going to bed.
Gotta get the fuck out of here.
I don't want to hear about graphics cards.
Oh, yeah. No, we do. We, you know, we have great chemistry, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I have nothing more. I mean, I'm not going to bed. I have nothing more. Do you have anything that you wanted to get off your chest? Do you have a haircut tomorrow?
No, I my haircut's the 30th. It's next Friday.
Oh, but. Kathy Marshall wanted to ask about the property on Holy Cow. Yeah. Here's the thing. We, how do I say this? My sister's sister-in-law. How do I say that? Is it my sister's sister-in-law?
That's the only way I know of to say it. There's not another word for it.
Right. So my sister's sister-in-law is a realtor. And at the time that we were interested in the Holy Cow property, we had a dinner that we were going to that she was going to be at. So I took advantage at that dinner to say, hey, by the way, we're very interested in this land. But we've never bought land before. Can you find out some stuff for us on this? Like we would, you know, can we use you as an agent? Can you, you know, we want to know about the electricity, like, you know, things like that. Is it something? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Send me the listing and I'll look into it for you. And we sent her the listing. She never ever contacted a SPAC. So, and like so many things, it slipped my mind and I had forgotten about it. And
well, Mark told me he thought it, he saw that it was sold or
it is under, last I saw it was under contract. Yeah. So somebody else bought it. But, let's see, what was it? Holy
cow. Or maybe it was Kathy Marshall that said that last week. I don't remember.
It was under contract. No, it sold. Yeah, it sold for $120,000. They were asking $150,000. It sold for $120,000.
Well,
I mean, there's other land. There's other opportunities.
Nope, that was the last plot of land.
We've now learned not to use.
There's no more land. Well, you know, Florida is losing miles of land per day, you know, to the ocean rising.
Now, you know, I know now not to use my sister's sister-in-law.
Yeah. Is that the name of her company? Sister's Sister-in-Law Realty.
She ran the wine run with me also.
Oh.
She's going to be running the 8K, which we're running in February.
Well, you should complain to her while you're running. Hey, why didn't you ever call us back?
I should. I won't.
No, I'm out of stuff to talk about as well.
Oh, okay, great. Well, then, I guess, Adam, all that is left to do is to wish you the merriest of Christmases. Happy, it is now Christmas Eve at both of our locations.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll talk before then. So
yeah. Don't say happy.
Just
New
Merry
Year.
Christmas. Do Merry not Christmas. Have a happy New
don't.
Year.
Don't. No, fuck the happy New Year. No, just Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You know what? I need a place to eat tomorrow for lunch. Like, give me a suggestion of where I can eat.
I don't know. What?
Like, think outside of the box. Factory. Think outside of the box. Like, what is something that we just wouldn't normally have?
I don't know what restaurant.
This is Florida. We have everything.
Yeah, but there's only a limited amount of restaurants that I have that I know of. I may not know all
I know we're going to have Chinese food for dinner. So I know we're going to have I'm prepared for that. So I know it's going to be a big dinner. It's going to be a
for lunch meal. You could go. Do you guys have the honey ham place?
Yeah, we got a honey ham place.
It, like the famous, what is it called? Honey Ham? What's it called?
The Honey Ham Company. Yes.
They serve food. So yeah, you can go there and you can get sandwiches. You can get
ham sandwiches, you
know, whatever. So they have food there. You could go there and have lunch there. Have a sandwich.
I've never eaten at a Honey Ham store. However, I question whether on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
I should get. I should get within a half mile.
We're out of ham. We're out of ham. Go away.
I was thinking more like we got a Culver's near here.
No ham for you.
We have a Culver's. We have a Wendy's.
Culver's is good. Oh well, if you just want to do fast food, yeah, Culver's.
We have a Taco Bell. Now keep in mind, we brought hamburger with King Hawaiian hamburger buns to make. For Christmas Day. So we're going to have hamburgers on Christmas Day. So I'm thinking.
You can never have too many hamburgers.
I agree. I absolutely agree. But, you know, I don't want to burn Zach out here. But there's like a Zaxby's. There's a Taco Bell. There's a.
You have Cane's?
But Zaxby's and Cane's are basically.
No, they're not the same. They're not the same.
They're basically Zaxby's. Identical. It's like the difference between Bass Outlet and Cavello's or whatever the other place.
Well, I mean, I like Wendy's and I like the other one that you mentioned that serves custard.
Arby's. We have an Arby's.
No, I don't like Arby's.
The jalapeno poppers at Arby's.
And Taco Bell. No, not Taco Bell.
I mean, it's our cheat day. We're good 6 days a week. We eat keto 6 days
a week. No, I'm not talking about for health reasons. I don't love Taco Bell. I mean, occasionally we get it.
Those Dorito tacos, those Dorito crunchy tacos.
I like their Mexican pizza. You know, after they removed Mexican pizza, I did not go to Taco Bell one time.
Have you had their?
They brought it back.
Have you had their Dorito tacos?
Yeah, but I think I got a stale one or something. Oh, it wasn't very good.
The Dorito Taco Supreme is basically a Taco Supreme wrapped inside of a Dorito cheddar nacho cheese, you know.
Yeah, I know what it is. I've had one, but I think the one I got must have been stale because it was very, the texture wasn't good.
Taco Bell, Zaxby's. Let me think, what else is around here that we have? I mean, you know, just a couple of English pubs. Here we go. Have fish and chips.
You could. That would be good.
But then we'd have to go there. You know, we'd have to eat there. Maybe a pizza place. You know what? Maybe a pizza place.
Just get it delivered? Is that what you're...
No, like maybe even go to a pizza place.
Maybe Mark and I are going to go back to Butter Biscuit tomorrow.
Oh, you know what? I meant to mention this last week when you were talking about Butter Biscuit, and I totally forgot. When we left your house, the day we arrived, when we arrived and we were hungry and you were like, yep, we're going to go to the Buttered Biscuit. And I'm like, thank God, because I am hungry. You drove us through the back lots of Taunty Town. We were in neighborhoods we were going through, and it felt like it took, you know, probably 20 minutes to get to the Buttered
Biscuit. Had you had a gummy? That is the question.
No. But then on Sunday when we were leaving your house and we got out on the road that Google Maps took us to,
yeah,
like within 5 minutes of your house, we're like, oh, there's the Buttered Biscuit from last night. It's like, I felt like that took forever to get there.
It is not that much faster.
And Zach even agreed. He's just like, yeah, I feel like it took a probably lot faster. Longer.
It's probably faster, but not that much faster. And that's just the way I go.
Like, we passed the wine store.
The traffic on Sunset is horrible, and I just try to avoid it.
We passed the liquor store that we stopped, the wine store that we stopped at.
Yeah, you would, because it's on Sunset. We passed
the Buttered Biscuit like 2 minutes after that.
Social Taco, or whatever it's called.
I think it's
Tacos for Life. I can't remember which one it is. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. The old BBW.
There's a Freddy's frozen custard and steak burgers.
Oh, you know what? We have fucking coupons.
Freddy's is good too. You have what?
We have coupons for Rita's custard. Do you have a Rita's custard up there?
No, we have an Andy's frozen custard here.
Oh, you have Freddy's.
Freddy's frozen custard.
Steak burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not frozen steak burgers, frozen custard.
Steak burgers.
And steak burgers.
It doesn't say and. It says frozen custard steak burgers. There's no and.
I don't believe so.
It says that. All right. Say goodnight to to the chat room. Good night, chat room. Those of you who are still listening, good night. We love you. We'll be back next week. Next week, come celebrate your New Year's Eve with us next week.
So long. Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen. Good night. Or something.
We're gone.